Skirmishes in the streets of Ukraine's capital. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. As Russian forces move into Kyiv, they're meeting resistance from Ukrainian forces and armed civilians.
Several street battles in the early morning hours, especially in the pre-dawn, you could see yellow and red tracer fire going back and forth about 300 or 400 yards from where I'm standing. Reports are that there were small pockets of Russian special forces moving through the center of the city, so it's clear at some level the Russian forces are inside the capital of Kyiv. Since then, it's been on and off. We've heard some artillery in the distance, but no more of those small arms battles.
Fox's Steve Harrigan, the president of Ukraine, has been releasing videos to prove he hasn't left the capital.
We will be defending our country. Glory to Ukraine.
Earlier this morning, President Volodymyr Zelensky urged the West to remove Russia from the international banking system known as SWIFT. The U.S. is reluctant to do that, but it is sending additional military aid to Ukraine, including lethal assistance. The U.S. is also bolstering forces in Eastern Europe.
NATO says it has 100 warplanes on high alert, includes the F-35s the U.S. just sent to the Baltics, also 120 ships that are deployed to protect Europe, including three strike carrier groups.
Fox's Rich Edson. Ketanji Brown Jackson could become the next Supreme Court justice and the first black woman to serve on the court. She's been selected to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer.
The members of the Senate will decide if I fill your seat, but please know that I could never fill your shoes.
Jackson, an appeals court judge, is expected to start meeting with senators next week. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Colorado has a plan to get past the COVID-19 emergency. On Friday, Governor Jared Polis told vaccinated residents they don't have to feel guilty about returning to their normal lives. As for the unvaccinated, he urged them to get the shots to reduce their risk of severe illness. Going forward, the governor plans to improve hospital readiness with increased staffing, ample testing capability, and approved COVID-19 therapies. A man in California apparently has plenty of COVID tests.
Carlitos Peralta is wanted by Santa Ana, California police. He works for a company that has 7 warehouses used to store and ship COVID tests. Police say he diverted nearly 100 shipments from those warehouses to his home, using a co-worker's name as one of the senders. That employee got a notification which led to an investigation. The Southern California News Group reports Peralta was not home when officers showed up to arrest him 2 weeks ago, and he appears to be on the run. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Nearly every state can expect millions of dollars as part of a settlement over the promotion and sale of opioids.
Johnson & Johnson and 3 distributors, AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson, are all finalizing a settlement in a lawsuit against them, blaming them for part of the opioid epidemic. That settlement is worth $26 billion. None of that money goes directly to victims or families, but will go to state and local governments from California to Florida, including Native American tribes, to treat the addicted and the injured, the mentally ill, or the homeless. The money can be paid as early as April.
Fox's Eben Brown. Lawmakers in Washington state are trying again to block the sale of synthetic cannabis at gas stations, convenience stores, and smoke shops. The products are currently being sold without any oversight, which some lawmakers call a public health threat. Similar bills have failed in the past. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.